I'd like to turn to the book of 1 John, chapter 1. Again, I believe the Christian life is illustrated very plainly in the book of 1 John. That is the kind of life that you and I can live. And we see here in verse 4, these things we write unto you that your joy may be full. We see that this joy is a state, is a condition. It is a way of life. In other words, if we're in that state or condition of joy, then of course that will also be our way of life. This joy is commanded throughout the Word of God. It's the privilege, it's the duty of every child of God. That this joy, then we've seen it is the joy of Christ. Not to the degree of Christ's joy, but it's the same kind of joy that Christ had. Has the same characteristics of the joy that Jesus Christ himself had. And it is commanded us that we have this joy. And it is, therefore, we must do the things that produce this joy. We've already seen that every joy, whether it be carnal joy or spiritual joy, all joy has to have a because, has to have a source. And we see that this joy, this spiritual joy, the source, of course, is in God. But since it is our responsibility to have this joy, then we must do the things that would produce this kind of joy. And the Bible does tell us that there are certain things that produce this kind of joy. Notice in Psalm 16, we see here in the 16th Psalm that there is fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. So he's telling us where we can find this joy. Psalm 16 and verse 8. Psalm 16, verse 8 and 9. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, because of setting the Lord before him, because the Lord's at his right hand, and because of this he has steadfastness, therefore my heart is glad. My heart is glad. And my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope, which is assurance. So we see joy and assurance going hand in hand. But then notice in verse 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. And then notice what it says. In thy presence is fullness of joy. This is the joy that John is talking about in 1 John 1 verse 4. He said that your joy might be full. That's fullness of joy. And we see that there is fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. That's where we can find this joy. The mistake that many make is they become unhappy for whatever reason. And they go further away from God in order to try to fill that void of joy in their life. Anytime there's a void of joy in someone's life, they're going to go somewhere to fill that void. And you either go to the Lord or you go further away from the Lord. And when you go further away from the Lord, you are not going to find the joy that you're looking for, that fullness of joy. That fullness of joy is in the presence of the Lord. So if it is our responsibility, and it is because it's commanded that we rejoice and be happy and be joyful, Since it is our responsibility to rejoice, then we have to go to the source of that joy. That is, we have to spend time in the presence of the Lord. And there we will find joy. Now, if we're not right with God and we get into the presence of God in order to repent, we're going to be miserable for a while. I mean, there's some misery in the presence of the Lord too. But you'll always find some joy in the presence of the Lord. That's where it's found. We see also there is joy in that which is spiritual. Spiritual things produce spiritual joy. Carnal things never produce spiritual joy. I did not say that carnal things do not produce joy. They do not produce spiritual joy. Carnal things produce carnal joy. Spiritual things produce spiritual joy. So there is joy in that which is spiritual. Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, blessed. We see there that's all spiritual things, and there's joy there. Psalm 1, notice if we turn there, very familiar verse, Psalm 1, and verse 1, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. There's not joy in the counsel of the ungodly, not spiritual joy. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. There's joy in spiritual things. There's joy in the Word of God. There's joy with the people that we walk with. Again, this is spiritual joy. There is also spiritual joy in reverence for the Lord. You will never find spiritual joy. You will never find the joy of Christ. You'll never find the fullness of joy disrespecting God or having an irreverence in your heart for God. This joy comes as a result of having a reverence for the Lord. Notice in Proverbs chapter 28, Proverbs 28 and verse 14. Happy is the man that feareth alway. That's talking about reverence. On the other hand, he that hardeneth his heart, so in order to fear the Lord, we have to have a soft heart. He that hardeneth his heart shall, not might, fall into mischief. So there is spiritual joy in the presence of the Lord. There is spiritual joy in spiritual things. There is spiritual joy in reverence for God. So when we do not have spiritual joy, now again, do not confuse the two, spiritual and carnal joy. You can have sadness in your heart because of circumstances, because of people, because of things. But even then, as we've already seen the last couple weeks, there's a spiritual joy that we can have. And if we do not have that spiritual joy, you cannot blame it on anything else but your own spiritual condition. That's when we need to begin to examine, are we in the presence of the Lord? Am I doing that which is spiritual? Do I have a reverence for the Lord? Because the Bible tells me there's joy in those things. So if I don't have that joy, then I need to begin to make personal examination of myself and find out why, according to Scriptures. Then notice in Romans chapter 15, Romans 15, and verse 13, Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy. There it is again, fullness of joy. Fill you with all joy and peace. And notice, in believing. Where does the joy and where does the peace come from? What is it the result of? In believing. There's joy in believing. There's so faith gives us joy. I've never met anyone who has spiritual joy who does not believe. When you believe, again, you may not like what's transpiring in your life, but when you can read this book and believe it, that produces some joy. That gives some spiritual joy. There is joy in believing. But then notice that this also is the result of believing, that you may abound in hope, which is assurance. And what does assurance do? Well, that gives us more joy. That gives us more joy. You won't find a person with spiritual joy who is filled with doubts. The person with spiritual joy always has this characteristic. They have assurance. And where does assurance come from? Comes from believing what the Lord says. And all this is through the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, these are not things that we can work up. We believe through the power of the Holy Spirit. The result of that is there is joy, there is peace. When you're at peace, what does that do? That increases your joy. There is not only peace, but there is assurance. And what does assurance do? Well, that increases your peace, which in turn increases your joy. So we see believing is a way that we find joy. Then notice in Proverbs chapter 16, Proverbs 16, we see that there is joy. This is beyond believing. I believe that there is a difference between believing and trusting. And in Proverbs 16 and verse 20, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Now, I believe that trusting is the result of believing. If you believe, you trust. Trusting is the result of believing. So when someone says, well, I just have a problem trusting the Lord, that's really not the problem. That's not the problem. The problem is you have a problem believing the Lord. You see, because if you believed, you would trust. Trusting is the result of believing. So there's joy in believing, and then you take that a step further. The result of believing is trusting, which does what? That gives you further joy. That gives you further joy. And the truth is, the more we trust the Lord, the more we believe. Because then we begin to see the Lord working in our lives, and the more we see the Lord working in our lives, that strengthens our faith, that strengthens our belief, which in turn strengthens our trust. All these things are connected. But my point is today is that there's joy. There's joy in trusting the Lord. And then, of course, there's joy in the Word of God. The worst thing that a person can do is to neglect the Word of God. You neglect the Word of God, you run down to the Christian bookstore, and you buy a book in the pursuit of happiness. That's not going to work. That's not going to fix your problem. Oh, it might help you temporarily. I don't doubt that. But it's not going to give you a fullness of joy. The fullness of joy is found in the Word of God. Notice in Psalm 119, verse 111, thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing. They are the rejoicing of my heart. And on we could go about finding joy in the Word of God. We see in the Word of God, if we turn to Proverbs chapter 3, we find wisdom. It's where we find wisdom. In fact, again, wisdom, the more you are in line with the Word of God, the wiser you are. And the more you're out of line with the Word of God, the more foolish you are. But in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. So happy is the man that finds wisdom. There's happiness in wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is thinking like God. Wisdom is doing things like God. You do that, there's joy there. Verse 18, she, that is wisdom, is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Happy is everyone that retaineth her. And how do we obtain wisdom? How do we, once we obtain it, retain it? And that, of course, is the Word of God. And there is joy in wisdom. Then, of course, there is joy in obedience. You'll never find spiritual joy in disobedience. Never. Oh, you might find some carnal pleasure, but you will not find spiritual joy. You will not find the fullness of joy. You will not find the joy of Christ in disobedience. This joy is found in obeying the Lord. Proverbs 29, in verse 18, notice the latter part of that verse. It says, he that keepeth the law, happy is he. But you can take that a little further. You not only have to have outward conformity to God's standards, that alone will not produce joy. Because there's a lot of people that have, well, not a lot, there's some people that have an outward conformity to the laws of God, but they're miserable. And the reason they're miserable is because they do not have an inward conformity. Obedience begins inwardly, and then the result is outwardly. Even if we do an obedient act, if we're disobedient within, we're disobedient. So there has to be both. And so the reason I say that is because I've had many times people tell me, well, I did what it said and I'm still miserable. That's because that's all you did. You just went through the motion of, I'm going to do this because it'll make me happy. Not if your heart's not in it. There has to be a right spirit as well. John 13 and verse 17 says, if you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Now, I want to say, if you know these things, if you know spiritual truths and you don't do them, you're more miserable than the person who is ignorant of spiritual truth and doesn't do them. So if you know the truth, the sure way to make yourself miserable is to disobey it. And the way to make yourself happy is to obey. So from all of this, we see it goes contrary to what most people believe today. What most of God's people believe today. Most of God's people believe that unhappiness is caused by circumstances, chain of events, caused by other people. There's all people who are unhappy always have somebody to blame for their unhappiness. Always. I've never met an exception yet. They always have somebody to blame for the reason that they're unhappy. And you know what? Until those people can overcome that, they will never be happy. Never. And we see from Scripture, people are not the reason. Now, I'm talking about spiritual joy now. People are not the reason. If you and I lack spiritual joy, no one else is the reason for that. Nothing else is the reason for that. Because this spiritual joy is a joy that can be had in the midst of evil people, in the midst of terrible, terrible circumstances, and you can still have this spiritual joy. The reason folks do not have, and again, I've said this before, I've had more people angry with me about the subject of happiness probably than any other subject. I mean, it astounds me. It is a wrong heart that results in a wrong spirit toward the Lord and the things of the Lord. And as Brother Dennis was just talking about, it not only results in a wrong spirit toward the Lord, but it's also going to result in a wrong reaction, which all of this goes to do what? Produce unhappiness. And that's why people are unhappy. Well, if so-and-so didn't do such-and-such, I would have fullness of joy. No, you wouldn't. There's nothing to do with it. It doesn't have anything to do with this spiritual joy. Now, don't confuse spiritual and carnal joy. It has nothing to do with your spiritual joy. If we spend time in the presence of the Lord, there's joy there. If we spend time in the Word of God, there is joy there. So, indwelling sin, the failure to deal with sin, this is what robs people of spiritual joy. But it is good to know from 1 John 1 and verse 4 that we as God's people, we can have this fullness of joy. Does that mean that we're happy all the time? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means within, we have a source from which we can draw joy from. We're never left without that. Never. No matter how bad things get, we're never left without a source of joy, which is the Lord. So if I don't have that joy, then it's because of something I have done or have failed to do. And I can't blame anyone else. Well, I could, but it's not going to help me any. So we have the privilege, we have the opportunity to have fullness of joy, to have the very joy of Jesus Christ. Again, what a life. What a life that you and I are privileged to live as God's people. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again.